This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Recently, I did a speaking event in Tupelo, Mississippi, and something happened that made me very happy, though I'm not sure it makes everyone happy. I'd arrived that afternoon, and that night, I was asleep in my hotel bed when, in the deepest night, I was awakened by the sound of a railroad whistle as it passed through the town. I could hear it loud and then softer as it raced into the distance. Now, I imagine some people in that hotel weren't particularly glad to be woken up by that whistle. But for me, it made me so happy. I was instantly transported back to my childhood of being 10 years old, tucked in the spare room in my grandparents' house in North Platte, Nebraska. We'd hear the railroad in the middle of the night, just like that. My grandfather was an engineer on the Union Pacific Railroad, so I felt a special sense of pride and connection to that railroad sound. It was a wild and free sound, but it also made me feel safe and protected. My next book project is about the body and the senses, and this moment was a great illustration of the way a sensation, like a sound, can transport us back to a beautiful memory. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.